Good evening and welcome to the I Am Well show. This is Rhonda Harrison co-hosting with Anamika, and Anamika will be with us shortly. We have Laura with us, with who is our guest. So I'm just trying to get Anamika into the studio. Laura, would you start by telling us how you got on this path?
Oh, wow. Well, it's always been a natural part of my life journey to kind of be looking for healing, looking for the magic, looking for something beyond what we could see, and trying also to make sense of how things happen, how patterns erupt. So I came to a part of my life in 1994 when I was married and raising a stepson and two daughters and had a disc blow out in my back and ended up in the hospital and had half of my lowest disc removed. That was in May of 1994. By July, I was in a class, actually, for my second bachelor's degree in pastoral ministry. And it was a class on prayer. And I came across a woman who was a psychiatric nurse, retired. And she was working with another woman in the class who was a Native American shaman. And they were doing therapeutic touch. And so I learned about therapeutic touch and learned how to work within the energy of the body to help calm and ease my back pain. I went from there into my master's program in pastoral ministry and ended up doing a study in the art of Reiki after being certified as a master Reiki therapist. I did a little bit of work with that and got decent results. Fast forward to 2010, and I was living in Oklahoma City and was just getting used to the whole Facebook thing, the whole social media phenomenon, and connected with a friend of mine from junior high and high school, whose name is Robert Smith, and he had borrowed from several healing modalities and put together a modality called Faster EFT, which is a blend of understanding hypnosis, understanding NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, how the mind files away information, and guided imagery. He had started the scripture, so he had some wisdom tradition in it as well. And then he added to it Gary Craig's emotional freedom technique, which was EFT tapping, and came up with a powerful resource for not only bringing up and evaluating and looking for patterns, but releasing emotion in the body. And so I connected with Robert, and he came back from, I believe he was in Australia at the time, doing training in July or June of 2010. By October that year, I had gone through all three levels of training, and he invited me to be the lead practitioner on his international website and work with clients all over the world for emotional healing and physical healing. And so that's how I established my business as a wellness practitioner with EFT or Faster EFT, and also established my international practice. From there, over the last 5 years, I have worked with hundreds and hundreds of people over Skype and phone and in person, and always get results with this wonderful technique, and have also served as a mentor for dozens of people all over the world. I do a Google Hangout twice every Monday, once in the morning, once in the evening, to help practitioners who are studying have a place to come and get their questions answered, and also delve into the mindset behind Faster EFT and how it works within the body and the mind.
Very nice.
I'm with you. I think I am.
Anamika, are you there?
Yes, I made it. Oh, my voice is terrible. I've been coughing for weeks, and I don't know if I make it till the end of the show. Keep thumbs up that I will. So if I really have to cough, I'll just cover my phone and Rhonda takes over if I really go bad. You do an awful lot. And I've been talking to you off and on about several things that you do. And you just mentioned a hangout.
Uh-huh.
And I've been there several times on the hangout. And it is
don't
amazing.
We have fun? We always have fun.
Oh, my God. And what
we always have fun and we always get healing.
Well, yes, absolutely. It's Q&A and it's healing. What people don't know that I have had huge problems with my back for 18 years and just some 6 weeks or so ago, I think, Laura worked on me for, and I clocked it, okay? I looked on the clock. We had 18 minutes, so we went overtime in 23 minutes flat.
Uh-huh.
Laura was working on me in 23 minutes flat. Back pain was gone. It was gone. I didn't know where I was. I could move my body. I could bend my back. I could pick up stuff from the floor without problems. I could get in and out of bed without hurting. I could walk normal. I mean, that was unknown for me for 18 years, and nobody knew that about me because I don't talk about it on the air. It took Laura whole 23 minutes.
23 minutes. I love that. That's exactly why I choose my specialty to be emotional trauma, PTSD, and chronic pain. Because when that shift happens, there is joy in the room, and it just feeds me. That I just love that. I work with business owners and business executives. I do business coaching. I do relationships, work with marriages and relationships. I do addiction. You know, I do the whole gamut. But my favorite is emotional trauma and chronic pain. And when I say that, people look at me like I have two heads sometimes. But when you experience 23 minutes from 18 years of pain to,
yes,
my gosh, I can lean over, I can push the vacuum cleaner, I can pick something up off the floor, I don't have pain, and that it remains that way, that it's not just a momentary, you know, like a hypnotic state, it's actually changed. There's actually a neural pathway change in your mind of how you created that pain. And that memorized pain is released. And I get so excited about that, as you can tell.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was like, huh, what? What just happened?
Yes.
And you checked back with me all the time, like, try to move your body. What comes up now? How do you feel? Can you move? What is the feeling that comes up? Is it still pain or is it another feeling and all that? And you picked up exactly what you needed to pick up. And, of course, you're very experienced, and, of course, that's your specialty. But I didn't know that at the time. When you said, after I was done, you said, yes, that's my specialty. I went looking. I was like, oh, heck, it is a specialty. I didn't know.
Yes, it's my favorite.
It was the first time I was on the Hangout because I would just was like, oh, there is a post on Fast3FT. Let's have a look. Oh, Laura's doing a hangout, and I felt pushed to actually go there. And I was like, okay, this can be fun. Let's just check in and see what's happening over there. You never know. It was a very interesting episode, as it was. And then I was so lucky to be picked for the healing, and oh, my God.
Yes, and luck had nothing to do with it.
Oh,
you were the
girl,
one. You were ready. Your season was over. It was time, girl. Yes, I remember
already.
That.
I was ready. I just had to meet the right person to actually make it happen because, you know, I've tried a lot of things and they just didn't help. But so many people try a lot of stuff, and when I look at them, I know you're picking all kinds of stuff to do to help yourself, but it's just not the right thing, and it looks like you're doing it on purpose. And I was like, am I doing that? Well, maybe, you know, when this came up, and I was like, feels good. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I already mentioned addictions. You've been in Habilitat?
No, I do not choose to work with addictions that much. I don't like the languaging. I don't like the whole gamut. I'm very, very good at making pictures in my head. And so I prefer not to go that route. So I have not gone to Habilitat, but I respect the people that have gone, not because they've gone there, but because of the work they've done with Robert to bring back a template for teaching the rest of us just how powerful Faster EFT is and just how far we can go to it. Deirdre McGuire, Dave Ryder, Kim Jewell, all of them that have gone over there multiple times and have really picked Robert's brain so that we can figure out what he's doing inside his mind in order to break it all down so that we can then those of us who, I used to teach graduate school. Deirdre used to teach when she was in Ireland. So there's a lot of us that have a teaching background and an administrative background. Robert doesn't have that background, so we have to extract it from him and then put it in a template that is then teachable. And that's what's going on with the changes in the training for Faster EFT. And I'm real excited because we're getting ready here on the, I believe it's the 21st, to start the level one training in Oklahoma City. Yes. And I will get to one more time. This will be my sixth time through. And I'm lucky to live here in Oklahoma where I can attend all the trainings and welcome people here. And so people from all over the world will come in for both the weekend and for the week-long training for level one. And most of them will come back in June for level two. And some of them will return for level three in October. And we build relationships, we watch transformations, we help each other heal, we build lifelong connections, and it's just, it's an amazing time. It's like vacation for me.
Yeah, I saw you mention that yesterday or today on the Faster EFT page, like people were asking all kinds of questions, and you said, well, if you go to the live training, that's how you build your connections, that's how you build as well part of your practice, but also a lot of friends and people that you can fall back on and stuff like that. Because this was
it's your support
one
system.
Yeah, there was this one guy was asking about Habilitat and how they worked there and what exactly was what they did during the work with the people there. And I told them, they won't just give it to you. You have to do the level three and actually go over there in order to know. They won't just give you the whole handout like, okay, here it is. This is how you do it. You know, and he
right.
was expecting that. And I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. He said something that, because I know him. I know he's a very experienced hypnotist and all that. He does a lot of stuff. And he just wanted to have it handed to him on a silver platter. And I said, well, that's not how it works. And he said, well, I don't want to do level three. I don't want to go to Habilitat. I said, well, then you're so not going to get it.
And he is running safety programs that are keeping him exactly where he needs to be comfortable with his own pain. That's all it is. It's a way of thinking.
Yeah.
So if he ever gets to the end of the season of that pain,
already, yeah. But you know, everybody would like to have the knowledge how to work with people who are addicts of whatever, because it really doesn't mention anything about what you're being addicted to. It can be drugs, but it can be alcohol, it can be serious, it can be whatever. You can be addicted to sugar. Addiction is addiction. So there are so many addictions that people want to get rid of. I can see him being interested in that. I think many practitioners are interested in that, and I'm like, okay, as long as you don't have the level three, I don't think you have the backup to actually even do that, you know, to be trained enough to have enough stability in the Faster EFT world as it is, enough knowledge to be able to help those people adequately.
Yes, and whether you're doing the home study course, the track B, or whether you're doing the live training, track A, either way, when you get to level three, you're just starting. You really need a mentoring program. You need a support system. You need tapping buddies. You need to make sure that you are working on yourself constantly so that as you are stepping into practitioner mode, you can be clean and ready to concentrate on the client in front of you and figure out how they're doing it, because that's your goal. I tell my clients, I've been telling them for years, I am your tour guide. You do your healing. I don't heal anybody. I am your tour guide. I will walk with you through your pain, through your trauma, through how you're doing it, what you're seeing, hearing, feeling, and thinking, and then we will release it together. So it's a my tagline for Living a Lot is a safe place to heal. It's a safe place to go so that when you come out of it, you have the relief that you're seeking.
Yes, absolutely, and I agree on that. And excuse me, even though I'm not a certified practitioner, I've tried the method on a few people that I know, and as little as I knew, I already found that I was able with just the basics to help people a great deal. Like a friend of mine had lost her husband, and this was already months ago. He died last year in January. He died in the hospital during an operation. He just had some pain, and he went in for an operation, and he died there. So that was quite traumatic, and she never got a driver's license because she had a lot of accidents in her life in which she was involved. She never got a driver's license out of fear, and the first time she had an accident was on the back of a motorbike with her then-boyfriend. She was 16, and he was 18, going down Route 66 in the USA, and just for fun, and they had an accident, and that boy died there. So that was quite traumatic, and that repeated itself over time, just not people dying.
She's repeating the pattern.
Yep, and she was already scared sitting in the passenger seat. She would have gone in the trunk if she could have. And I had her, and she said, well, one of the colleagues of my past husband is offering me to teach me how to drive because she has a driver's school, but I don't dare. I said, okay, do you want to get rid of your fears? Because you're just building it yourself. She said, excuse me? So I explained. I said, do you want to try it? At least try. You can't lose here. She said, well, it sounds interesting enough, and she knows me long enough, like 10 years or something. So she said, yes. I worked on her for an hour, and she said, okay, I'm done. I said, no, you're not. But if you say you're done for now, you're done for now. I'll check back with you tomorrow. We'll probably have some work to do. And the next day she said, I think there is still something. I said, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Little happy dance, da-la-la-la-la-la. I can do that with her. You know, she's not the average client. I know her for 10 years. And she said, okay, let's go again. And 15 minutes more, and she was actually good to go. 2 days later, she had her first driving lesson, and she had pictures taken from her by the teacher that she was just getting in the car, being happy, not stressed at all, big smile on her face, no problem at all. And she's still having driving lessons now.
Beautiful, beautiful.
How amazing is that?
That sounds a lot like the work I did with my daughter. I think you're familiar with my Sarah, who had the car wreck back in 2012. And we did something similar for her right before that car wreck so that she was able to get her own driver's license after being hit in the crosswalk by a van doing 35 miles an hour and getting, 35 staples in her head when she was in the eighth grade. And then 2 weeks later being rear-ended in a car wreck. And so we had to do a little bit of work in order for her to be able to get her driver's license as well. So,
can imagine, yes.
And then after she had her bad wreck in 2012, in January, we made history at the OU Health Sciences Center Trauma Unit because they had told her she would be in a wheelchair for 6 months. And by April, not only was she out of the wheelchair, she was completely healed, dismissed by the doctors to go home, and a week later danced at the prom in cowboy boots, and a month after that walked across the stage and got her high school diploma. So, and that was because of the work that we did the year before when she got her driver's license, and then the work we did in the hospital during her 15-day stay in the trauma unit. It was all about making sure her mind knew to release pain and not to store it as memorized pain, not to store the fears and phobias again. And she's now a mother to my beautiful granddaughter who's getting ready to be 2 years old. And doing beautifully, doing wonderfully.
Well, there you go. We can do so many beautiful things. And I talked to you, wait a minute, before we do all that, you can reach Laura on her phone, 405-593-0702. She is on Facebook. There she is on her own name, Laura Dahlem Owen, but she also is there with www.facebook.com/pages/living-a-lot-inc. So Living a Lot is what the business is called. So she has also got a website, which is http://livingalot.com. There is also a contact page on that one. So if you really want to talk to her, you can submit a message there as well if you can't get through on the phone because she's sometimes very, very, very busy. Also, I would like to tell the listeners, if you want to call in and talk to Laura about anything that is troubling you or you would like advice about or that you would like to hear from Laura, if she's willing to help you with something and then connect with her after the show because it's rather private, call into the show, 001 from outside the United States, 347-838-9142, and then please press 1 to be live with us. Laura,
mm-hmm.
Something that I have asked you about, and that is rather special to me. I mean, I'm not a citizen of the United States, but I feel for people who have been in the Army, been in action, and then being completely disregarded, let's say it that way, let's put it nicely, by their own government, left there to, you know, to themselves with their PTSD and all their physical and emotional trauma. And I wrote Robert about that, and I didn't get any answer because I was like, okay, if you can do Habilitat, why can't you do something similar for the Army vets in the United States, because those people really need help. And I went on a page on Facebook, and let's see here, PTSD. It's Military with PTSD, and it's based in Indiana. And there is a lot of people on there that constantly tell each other what their trauma is and what problems they have with all the organizations that are supposed to help them but aren't, and basically they're feeding that they're not getting what they want. And I posted on there several times now. Today I was so bold to actually post your name on there and that there is a radio show today with you so they can always re-listen it. I went over the whole list of third, fourth, and fifth level practitioners on the Fast Relief T page, and there are a few that actually are war veterans.
Yes.
Because I have been talking to those people, and their big issue is trust. They have been let down so many times. They are like, if you have not been in the Army, you don't know shit. You really don't know what you're talking about. You can't relate to what we are feeling, the whole blah, 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 blah. I said, well, that might be nice if you need a talking buddy. That might be nice if you need a psychiatrist who understands where to go, what to do. But with this modality, you don't even have to tell us what you've done and where you've been. We don't have to know. The practitioners follow a certain route and pick up what you are giving them and will delete your trauma. Well, that's not possible, and this, that, and the other. I said, well, that's what I thought after 18 years of back pain, but I'm healed. That's only back pain. I said, it doesn't matter what it is. It's any fear, any emotional problem, trauma. You guys got lots of it because you've been in active service. I think that's very traumatic, being there while bombshells fly about, while bullets zip around your ears, while you see other people that you work with get shot and get killed and all that and being blown up. Regardless why you are there, it is traumatic. So a lot of the things that you're battling with, I wouldn't say if you lose a leg you can grow it back. That's not possible, at least not in my view. But a lot of things attached to that, that you have emotional trauma on, can be released, and you live so much easier and you have so much more quality of life. You lose a lot of emotional pain, which translates into physical pain. You lose a lot of stress, blah, 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 the whole story. And I so hope to get those people in touch, at least with you, and maybe you can refer them to other people if they want to have a physical one-on-one, so someone who is, you know, closer in the area. Those people usually don't have much money because they are on very low pay, if any at all. So, yeah, I wish the Fast EFT page would generate a special group of practitioners that would like to specialize working with these people. Would that be an option?
Well, that has come up every year that I've been in training. It is rare for something like that not to come up, and not just for military PTSD, but PTSD in general. And I think you know from looking at my website that I've been doing a PTSD research study project for the last few years where I offer half-price services up to 10 full hours for a PTSD client. Now, first session is always 2 hours. And then after that, we would follow up with normally a 90-minute session. That's typical with PTSD. Sometimes we can only do an hour. So on my website at livingalot.com, there's a page under services called the PTSD Research Study, and there's a flyer that's been posted there for about 3 years now, I think. It may have been a little bit longer, on what is offered, what it means, and what's available. And I've had many, many people who were military and who were not military who have simply been through something traumatic that have taken advantage of that price break, because a lot of times once you've been exposed to a trauma like that and it's become so big that it's affecting your body, there's a lot of disability, there's a lot of lack of income, and there's a whole victim mentality that goes along with that that keeps the person oppressed, and usually an oppressed physical being, an oppressed mental being ends up with an oppressed financial being as well. So that is available. I've also worked with, when I was living in Oklahoma City for the last 10 years and then had found Faster EFT, I was working with licensed professional counselors who work with the VA clinics. And their opinions were kind of the same as what you're expressing and what you're reading on the military blogs. Is that, you know, there's medications, there's pharmaceuticals, there's support groups, but there's really very little that they can do in terms of releasing what happened. And the reason is, people don't understand, if you think about it, your body feels it. If you talk about it, your body feels it. If you write about it, your body feels it. It's all about what you're doing inside your mind. Stress is the body's reaction to perception. So what we do when we're doing what I call maximized healing techniques using Faster EFT is we go in and we find what you're doing, not by asking you why you're doing it, but just like I asked you during the hangout, how you're doing it. And we do have a content-free tool that we use where you don't tell me what happened to you. You tell me how you know something happened to you and how it feels as if it's still happening. And we go in and we change things based on that data. The ideal is to get to the point where you can speak it out loud and tell me what happened, not because I want to know, but because you need to hear yourself be able to say it without feeling the triggered pain of it. I remember the first woman I worked with, as a practitioner in my own home, she had come over and she had been in a bad car wreck. Her mother was killed in that car wreck, And a little neighbor girl that was in the van as well was injured and lost an arm, and then her son was also injured. And she was driving the vehicle at the time. We worked just over about 30 minutes and completely released all the negative triggers about that accident. And she could no longer feel the pain, the stress, the trauma, the drama, all of it. And she was at a point where she was peaceful. She was calm. She everything was okay. And she opened her eyes and she looked at me. And then all of a sudden she started bawling again. But tears were flowing and she flung herself at me and she grabbed me around the neck. And I thought, oh my gosh, what just happened? We went back. And she says, no, Laura, you don't understand. This is the first time in 10 years that it hasn't been horrible, and I feel so good. And that's what sold me on working with PTSD clients is, you know, in a half an hour to take something that someone's carried around for 10 years, an emotional injury, and all the hurt and the belief system of what it meant to be that person who was driving a car that her mother was killed in, and to have all that identity shift. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It's amazing.
There's
it's
nothing
amazing.
Nothing and more.
Well, and maybe in the United States it's already well known, but outside here there are very few people that know about it. So I don't know of anyone really here who is, you know, doing this. I've been looking it up, but no. There are people who have sniffed at it, but who are actually practicing it and doing really good. No, none here. So that would be a good opening to bring it over here somehow, and I've been looking into that, but at the moment I can't realize it to bring Robert over here because you need a certain amount of people to actually, you know, manifest it, to actually have him come over. He won't come for five people.
Right.
And there are certain requirements, and there is a venue even at 10 minutes from my house that would meet all the requirements and all that. But so that would be very nice with parking spaces and all that. Everybody could come there. For the moment, keep that thought. We are going to a very short commercial break right now. We'll be back after the break with more questions, more Laura, more interesting donations.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searchers Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m., it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rempert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break with our guest, Laura Owens. And I would like to emphasize what she said earlier. She's a wellness, she has wellness coaching for PTSD relief. She does a study on that, a research study. And the techniques are drug-free and not talk therapy. So discussion of the traumatic events is not required or encouraged, and wellness tools will be taught for reducing fear and anxiety, decreasing stress and insomnia, and gaining personal control of emotional overwhelm. Now, if you want to be signed into this study, please call Laura personally about this. Her phone number is 405-593-0702, and talk with her about the availability of spaces, about what your PTSD might be, where it is from. I strongly encourage people from the military to approach her, because you can only win. You can only win, okay? This is huge. This is really wonderful and amazing. Now, there's a lot more services that she has on marriage and relationships. She does seminars, healing events, executive coaching, sport performances. She does so many things, and she works on Skype as well as in person for private sessions. So it doesn't matter where you live, you can always work with Laura on Skype, okay? The only thing you need is a Skype connection. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult. Most people have that nowadays. I was just talking to Rhonda, and it seems that I asked her if she had a question. She said, kinda. I said, okay. So let's have Rhonda on the air and see what her question is. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anamika and Laura. Thanks for having me co-host tonight, Anamika. I've just had a really long history of anxiety and insomnia, and part of it's been related to my heart, but it seems like it's a lot deeper than that.
I'm writing notes.
And
okay, related to your heart. How long have you thought it's related to your heart?
Well, I have a pacemaker since 2009.
Okay.
Because I got H1N1 in it. Gave me thick sinus syndrome.
Okay. So is that like an arrhythmia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I had surgery in 2013 to try to help with the arrhythmia, and we're still having, I mean, it's not bad now, but it's mostly kept in check by medication and with a pacemaker, and I keep feeling like there's another way to do it without the medication, you know, just through healing it, so that that anxiety or that underlying fear factor leaves.
That's the beautiful thing about fast EFT, is we fall into two categories when it comes to comparing it with Western medicine. oftentimes people will call it alternative therapy. They're looking for something different than what Western medicine offers with medications, mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals, that kind of thing. But the secondary is complementary therapy. And very often, especially when you have something like a pacemaker, you've got mm-hmm. Active things that are necessary in order to keep your body stable and the healthiest it can be, mm-hmm. it becomes a complementary therapy, which soothes the stress reaction. And we all know that stress is the leading killer. And it kills relationships. It kills healthy bodies. Stress just is a killer. And so when we ease the stress reaction, then the body is in a healthier state and it can actually begin to heal itself, because healing comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add faster EFT to Western medication and Western therapies such as your pacemaker or any other type of non-medical services that you go through, then you have a wholeness factor that helps your body be the best biological organism it can be for healing. And so I highly recommend Faster EFT as first a complementary therapy. And then mm-hmm. when people get relief from their stress and their bodies get to a state where they can begin to heal, then look to what the possibilities are with your doctor involved and your medical staff and team involved in what's the best way to get you on an alternative path. Sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes the body requires more external support than that. But
mm-hmm.
always we can begin as a complementary therapy, and that's the beauty of it. So would you like to do it, okay?
Yes, because, I mean, that's where I'm at, is it's about blending the two so that, you know, one will affect the other, you know, and I know that the new energy that's coming in since 2012 is hugely different, and it's like my whole vibration's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm totally open to that at this point.
Okay. So you mentioned stress and anxiety and also insomnia. Before
mm-hmm.
we end the call, I would like to give you my mantra for insomnia that I created a few years ago that people have had extremely good luck overcoming insomnia, and I as well, after a lifetime of not going to sleep a few years ago, was able to begin sleeping through the night. And so I'll give you that toward the end of the program. But first, what I'm interested in is your anxiety. I'm looking up heart issues here. Did you have a blockage? Did you have a disease? What was your primary diagnosis?
It's a disease called sick sinus syndrome, and damaged the heart where it has a hard time keeping a steady beat.
Okay.
Either from going too high or too low.
Okay. So I'm going to go to something similar to that here on the emotional side of things, and tell me if any of these fit your experience of life since you've had this issue. So I'm going to read through this real quick paragraph, and you tell me if any of these
mm-hmm.
are a yes for you. Stopping the flow of life, closing your heart to others, not feeling good enough or worthy of love, holding on to a belief that you are useless, thinking nobody cares, feeling betrayed by others, allowing pain and grief to block the flow of blood to your heart, experiencing a lack of joy and zest for life. Do any of those fit your current mental processes?
It's been the mental process in the last year and a half.
Okay.
Well, pretty much
right.
For the majority of my life, I should say. It's just where it's been more where I've been aware of that's what I'm looking at.
Okay. That's under some coronary issues in the reference book
mm-hmm.
that I'm using for emotional sources to physical pain. So that's why I was curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in looking at your anxiety, Rhonda, how would you describe your anxiety? Is it a churning in your stomach? Is it a tightness in your shoulders? Is it a tightness in your chest? What is
it's usually the tightness
in
my shoulders. It's usually the tightness in my shoulders, the neck.
Okay. So the shoulders and the neck. The neck is about being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
The shoulders are about carrying burdens.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you got your pacemaker in about 2009. Now, without being too detailed, since we are on a public show, is there anything that happened in your life that you're aware of, yes or no, in and around 2009 where you were really carrying an excess burden?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you were going to give me
definitely.
A title, just a one or two word title of what that was so that you knew what we were talking about, what would that title be?
Being the third wheel.
Okay, third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So apparently there are two other people involved in this memory.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to give their names or do you want to make up a couple of names for them?
Not really.
Okay. All
I mean,
right.
I know. Male and female.
Okay. So there's the guy and the girl.
Right.
We can do it
and
that
then
way.
There's,
okay.
Right.
And then there was you.
It was right. It was a polyamorous relationship that was not good. I'll put it that
okay.
way.
Okay. So this not good relationship. Okay.
Right.
Now, I want you to tell me something else. I want you to tell me what one of your favorite memories of something that's happened to you in your life is, that just when you think about that, you feel so good.
Finding who I really am.
Okay. And so when you think about finding who you really are, is there a moment in time that you can go to in your mind and feel really good?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to that moment. Right now, just take a deep breath for a second and relax into it. And I'd invite your listeners to do the same. Go to a moment where you felt really good in your life. Now, I want you to tell me how your body is responding to that good thought.
It's warming up
where
and
in
relaxing.
Your body, do you feel it? It's relaxing.
I feel it in my solar plexus, you know, like in my gut where it's relaxing, and it's relaxing in my shoulders and neck.
Okay, notice how all you did was change your thoughts and your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the things that we talked about earlier, the little paragraph I read to you, were nothing about thinking good thoughts.
Right.
And you felt the burden, you felt the tightness in your shoulders, you felt the stiffness in your neck and the pain. Okay, so if you would spend more time thinking about the happy things in your life, and allowing those shoulders to relax, your burdens would also ease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you just to take a moment and relax that solar plexus, step back into that good memory, and zero, not at all, 10 really strong. Tell me how strong it feels for you. How good can you make
it's
that feel?
It's about a 9.5. About a 9.5.
Excellent. Okay. Now, are you willing to play a little game with me for a few minutes here?
Sure.
Okay. So I want you to think about that third wheel situation.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and make it as strong as you can make it in your mind. Feel
okay.
that tightness in your shoulders, that burden in your neck, that not good relationship. How strong is that feeling? Zero, not at all, 10 really strong.
I don't feel it as strong.
Okay. So it's already relaxed after going to the solar plexus.
Right.
So if you go back and you're looking, okay, I want you to look at the faces of the man and the woman involved in the relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the expression on their faces? Are they angry? Are they hurt? Are they surprised? What's going on?
Sad and surprised.
Sad and surprised. And what is your face? What is the expression on your face in that old memory?
Disgusted and done.
Okay. Disgusted and done. There was a decision made. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're stepping into your body and you're looking at their sad and surprised expressions and you're feeling disgusted, how strong can you make that feeling right now?
The disgusted part? I can make that really strong.
Please
like
do it
instantly.
Really quickly.
I've already done
really
it.
You're, are you
I'm
offended?
There.
Oh, you're
yeah.
so disgusted, aren't you? It's just disgusting.
Yeah, I am.
Right. Now, if you'll play along with me, I want you to close your eyes and imagine a tree in front of you.
Okay.
If I were to reach down and remove all the roots from under that tree, what happens to a tree that has no roots?
It begins to die.
It dies. I want you to take two fingers and tap just above your nose on the eyebrow, the inside eyebrow point. Just tap right there and say, I release and let go all sadness.
I release and let go all sadness.
And then move your fingers over just under your temple on the edge of the cheekbone, just under your eye. Tap right there and say, I release and let go all fear.
I release all fear.
And then under your eye on that ridge just below where we get our dark circles, say, I release and let go all emotional trauma.
I release all emotional trauma.
All chaos and drama.
All chaos and drama.
And then right on your collarbone, where that little niche is, you can even catch both points with one hand if you want to, but pick one side of that collarbone and just tap right underneath it where the sore spot is and say, I release and let go all anger.
I release and let go all anger.
All hurt.
All hurt.
All betrayal.
All betrayal.
And keep tapping. All helplessness.
All helplessness.
All hopelessness.
All hopelessness.
All lack of control.
All lack of control.
All guilt, shame, and blame.
All guilt, shame, and blame.
And everything else.
And everything else.
No longer real.
No longer in the wheel.
No longer real.
Oh, no longer real.
Not happening now.
Not happening now.
I'm no longer a third wheel.
I'm no longer a third wheel.
I let it go.
I let it go.
I let it all go.
I let it all go.
Now take a deep breath and grab your wrist on the other arm like a bracelet and just give it a gentle squeeze. And blow it all away. Say peace.
Peace.
And now go back to that relaxing moment where your solar plexus relaxes, that good feeling, finding who you really were, feeling good about it. Notice the good feelings washing over your body. Take a deep breath. Relax into it. And say peace.
Peace.
Okay. Now let's just go back and check. Would you go back to that disgusted feeling? How strong is it now?
I don't really have it.
Okay. Looking at his and her faces, are they still sad and surprised? Have they changed? Are they peaceful?
I don't really see. I'm not really seeing them, actually.
Okay. Okay. Can you get disgusted at when you think about being a third wheel?
I can be, yeah, I mean, I would be if I was ever in that situation again.
Okay, do it right now for me. Be in that situation in your mind. How disgusted can you be? Is it still a 10 or has it dropped significantly?
It's dropped.
Okay, notice where it is. Now tap above your eyes again. I release and let it go.
Release and let
it go. Inside your eye. Just let it go.
And let it go.
Under your eye, letting it all go?
Letting it all go.
Cross your collarbone. It's safe to be safe.
Say that again.
It's safe to be safe.
It's safe to be safe.
As I let this go.
As I let this go.
Take a deep breath. Grab your wrist. Blow it all away. Say peace.
Peace.
Think about that relaxing moment. Allow your solar plexus to relax. Breathe that in. Breathe it clear up to your heart. And relax into it. And say peace.
Peace.
Now, when you think about being a third wheel, can you be disgusted?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
Yeah, but it's more like I just won't put myself in that situation.
Okay, but if you put yourself back in that situation in your mind, does that feeling, that burden on your shoulders, does it all come back?
No.
Notice what changed in your body because you changed a perspective in your mind. And while we tapped on the meridian points for the bladder, the gallbladder, the kidneys,
mm-hmm.
And the stomach, and then when we grabbed the wrist, we got the meridians for the lungs, the large intestine, small intestine, circulation, the heart, and the triple warmer. When we activated those meridian points while tapping, it relaxed the organs in the body that create the fight, flight, and freeze response, that stress response.
Mm-hmm.
And when that stress response relaxes, the mind changes the program to feel bad, to feel burdened. Isn't that beautiful?
That's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so very much.
You are welcome. So I wanted to give you real quickly, I know we're getting ready to close off here, the insomnia tap.
Mm-hmm.
I use the entire flat of the hand, kind of like if you were patting a puppy or a kitty on the head using the flat
mm-hmm.
of your hand, and you pat yourself on top of the head, right on the top of the crown, until you memorize that feeling. And then when you go to bed, you just pat that real gently for a few times, memorize the feeling of it, and you say to yourself, I fall asleep quickly, I sleep deeply, I awake feeling refreshed and renewed. I fall asleep quickly, I sleep deeply, I awake feeling refreshed and renewed. And as you pat and say that to yourself, your body relaxes and you're implementing that thought into your mind and your body relaxes and you go to sleep. If you wake up in the night, the reason you want to memorize that feeling is you don't want to reach up and pat yourself. You're going to wake yourself up by moving. You recall the feeling and just chant the mantra to yourself in your mind, relax and go back to sleep. And you can train your mind to help you sleep. It's amazing.
I will definitely be doing it.
All right.
Thank
Excellent.
You so very much.
Excellent. Thank you.
We have one
You're
happy
welcome.
Rhonda there. And it has
yeah.
been that you had to be the co-host for today once again. The angel
yes.
is playing with us. Wonderful. Amazing. We are at the close of the show. It is really the end, and I'm so sorry to have to tell you all that. For this hour, we're done, but Laura will hopefully be back in the future and
I would love
do
it.
A little more. Yeah, we would love to have you back because you do so much. It's really impossible to put that out here in an hour.
It is.
You can reach her very, very, very easy because she does have a website, a phone, and a contact page, livingalot.com.
And there's also a YouTube channel called Living A Lot where you can watch videos as well.
Well, there you go. And the phone number to reach her directly, please not in the middle of the night, is 405-593-0702. So during normal hours, okay, maybe till 9 in the evening, but she does need to sleep. Keep that in mind. Yeah, people will call on the strangest hours. Oh, my God, were you sleeping? Yes.
I do, especially
Oklahoma.
Internationally.
You're Oklahoma. What time zone is that?
Central time zone.
She's in central time zone, guys. Keep that in mind, okay? So, good night, everybody. Thank you very much, Laura, for being on the show. Thank you very much, Rhonda, for stepping in while Justin was not able to do the show. And happy that you did because you got a lot of stuff solved. Everybody now, I encourage you to please reach out to Laura because she is that amazing and she can do a lot for you. If you have questions, ask her, ask me, innersidemedium@gmail.com. Facebook, my name is Annemieke van Eikeren, as you know. Find me there. There's only one person with that name on the whole Facebook, I promise you. in the future, if you have any questions for Laura for the next time that she will be on, please, by all means, send them in so we can actually ask all those things. You can also call in live. Please do call in live during the show. If you would like to have private sessions, ask Laura. You know, if you have financial problems, tell her. just see what you can work out and see what you can set up with her that works for you, okay? So this was the I Am Well show for today. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a happy and balanced evening, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good night.